A warm welcome from the Usher Hall here at the Edinburgh International Festival. And what for me is a first. In recent years, side-by-side projects where students have the chance to play next to professional musicians have become fairly regular occurrences. But this evening, I suppose it could only ever happen at a festival, particularly one marking its 70th anniversary, we'll hear two very fine orchestras perform together. The Royal Scottish National Orchestra and the Marinsky Orchestra from St. Petersburg. After the interval, they'll combine to perform the gargantuan Fourth Symphony by Shostakovich. With its quadruple 40 dynamic markings, it will surely have this magnificent hall reverberating. And the man whose task it is to keep these forces in check is a firm favourite of the Edinburgh Festival, Valery Gergiev. Before that joining of musical forces, however, we'll hear each orchestra in turn. The Royal Scottish National Orchestra play variations on a theme of Frank Bridge, Benjamin Britten's very personal tribute to his one-time teacher. But first, Gergiev will conduct his own Marinsky Orchestra, who have just made their way onto the stage. And he'll be conducting them in Prokofiev's playful yet affectionate pastiche of Haydn. A very nice warm welcome that the Marinsky Orchestra are getting from the audience here, a very full audience at the Usher Hall as they take their seats. Now, this symphony, Symphony No. 1, is also known as the Classical Symphony. It's the title the composer himself gave the work in order to tease the geese, as he put it. He was having a go at the critics who constantly berated him for writing avant-garde music. Well, it's written along very classical lines. There are four movements with a gavotte instead of a minuet and a trio, and Prokofiev stays faithful to the old sonata form too, but he puts his own distinct stamp on things, spicing up the Haydn-esque conventions. It's not long either, only 15 minutes duration. Its freshness and certain joie de vivre makes this one of Prokofiev's most popular works. And he was fond of it too, reusing the third movement, the gavotte melody, in his ballet Romeo and Juliet. So making his way onto the stage of the Usher Hall is Valery Gergiev, shaking the hand of the leader to conduct the Marinsky Orchestra, Prokofiev's Symphony No. 1. The Classical.